Well, welcome along to Friday afternoon, and welcome to my guest this afternoon, Neil McAllister, the podiatrist guru who has let me tell you an honest story. I went to see Neil probably about 3-4 months ago now, and with lots of problems, with knee problems, with a bit of a back problem, and feet aching all the time. And Neil has sorted me out. How did you do that?
Well, Mike, hello, how are you today? Well, basically, I assessed your foot type, and most patients present with sort of some degree of flat feet. I know I talk about flat feet quite a lot, but over the last 20 years of looking at feet, most patients have presented with a degree of flat feet or excessive pronation. So once I provide them with a temporary pair of insoles, which is sort of positioned for their foot type to make them get the most benefit, that normally should resolve any sort of big toe joint pain, ankle sprain, shin pain, knee, hip and back pain, because it's realigning your body so it functions better. The muscles then start working more effectively, so at least the less muscle aches. So say if you weren't playing golf one day, if you're suffering, okay, you normally suffer the next day as well, and the next couple of days.
Yeah.
But with the insoles in place, you should recover a lot faster, so you shouldn't ache the next day.
Well, again, this week, I was just saying to Michelle, we went to this wedding and I put my posh shoes on, didn't put my insoles in, and by the time I'd driven to Braintree, even without walking, my feet were aching. So, but these, the ones I've got in now, are just great. But it seems just like a haphazard thing, the way you went with a pair of scissors and just popped them in, and there's no scientific measurement. It was just your skilled eye, I take it.
It's my Mark One eyeball. So I've done it for 20 years, so I know what works and what's good. So I've seen thousands and thousands of patients. In my sort of private business here, I've amassed over 1,200 patients in the last 3 years.
That's
so a lot of those now are referrals, some other referrals. So, you know, one family member will come and see me, and then they'll send their father or their mother or their son, daughter, and it just sort of rolls on from there, really.
So it's astonishing. One thing I'm learning from you already is that how important a foot is in a part of our posture, a part of our balance, etc. And if things aren't right down there, then it can cause all sorts of problems.
Absolutely. So a lot of parents will bring their kids in saying their child looks really funny when they walk or run, their legs are flapping all over the place, or they complain of achy legs. Sometimes even excessive shoe wear as well, maybe the excessive shoes on the back of the heels, or the shoes are wearing out a lot faster than what they should do. Normally this would be due to flat feet or a really high arch foot. Again, most patients present with some degree of flat feet. A very small percentage have a high arch foot. Irrespective of foot type, both of them will result in high impact pressures going through the shoe, and therefore it leads to that excessive wear coming around. Once I've provided a pair of insoles, and obviously once I see your foot, I can then adjust that. So you can look at the temporary insole to start with as sort of a custom, because I'll position that felt padding. It's a bit Blue Peter, I like to joke. I can position that felt padding in a place which is going to be more suited for you, which you'll get the most benefit. Then when we have our review 4 weeks after, you should then notice an improvement, and then we can sort of take it from there for more sort of more longer term devices if need be.
Something that you've cured from me was what I found really weird, and after lots of Google doctoring, which we should never do, but you solved the insole, solved the problem for me, which is random pain. You'd be sitting there doing nothing at all, you know, perfectly at ease, watching telly, sitting on the sofa, and suddenly you get like somebody stabbed you in the foot, at the top of your foot, and the only way to get rid of it was to run around the room screaming, basically, and then it would disappear for hours or days, and then suddenly do it again. What causes those sort of pains?
So first of all, it's your foot type will impact your back. So if you're healthy, you have no medical history, you don't take any medication, from my point of view, there is no reason why you should be suffering from hip, knee and back pain. Unless you've had a specific trauma or you've been born with some deformity, then maybe you might have some degree, but generally, if you're a healthy person, you shouldn't be suffering from aches and pains in your feet and legs. So for me then, it's once I assess you, because your mechanics aren't correct in the first place, it then impacts the posture. So then your legs internally rotate, so your knees point in. So I'll say to a lot of parents as well and other patients, you're not too sure, stand with your feet facing forwards. If your knees are pointing inwards, that's an indication you have flat feet, okay? If you then roll your feet out to the side, you'll notice your knees will follow. Okay, so you can have a lot of work done on your hips and gluteus medius and all this sort of stuff, and that's all very nice short term, but it doesn't really help the long term. And look at the ankle as a locking mechanism for the whole lower limb. But then otherwise, patients have come in and they've complained of backache, their shoulders are stooping, and again, it's just their ploddy gaits when they're walking, and just plodding their feet down, and it's not comfortable, they've got really heavy heel strikes, and it just sends massive shocks straight up into the body. Then the muscles start playing up, certain muscles start getting tighter than others, That then can impact the nerves, which then leads to sharp stabbing pains or even pins and needles and numbness into the feet. So once you get your mechanics sorted out and aligned, I'm quite confident you should then start to, well, suffer less. Like I say, if you're a healthy person, there's no reason why you should be suffering aches and pains.
Okay, right, back in a moment after we just heard from these.
I was sure that cheap alarm system I brought would work.
I was sure that bloke John said he was a qualified engineer.
In life, being sure just isn't enough, especially when it comes to the matter of your home and business security. That's why Elan Fire and Security Group are proud to be an NSI Gold installer, meaning that all our maintained systems can be monitored and receive police response. Call us on 0345 0215 999 or visit us at elansecurity.com.
The Big Orange Quiz in aid of St Francis Hospice is back and bigger than ever. With a new name and a new venue, the fantastic Collier Row City Pavilion. Put Friday the 22nd of March in your diary as the BBC's biggest brains, the Eggheads, are back. Join them and up to 1,000 quiz lovers for a fun-filled evening like no other. All money raised supports patient care at St Francis Hospice. Book your table now. sfh.org.uk.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
Yeah, not too bad out there at the moment. Chelmsford Baddow Road, emergency works being carried out by UK Power Networks. No access to Army and Navy roundabout from Baddow Road. Restrictions in place from Medgate Avenue. Traffic can still use Baddow Road from the roundabout. In Brentwood itself, slow moving traffic on Ongar Road towards the High Street, Wilson's Corner, and back to Chelmsford, White Hart Lane eastbound. Slow moving traffic between Essex Regiment Way and Costa Road. That is the same roundabout.
Take a closer look at the beaches and find out why residents love living here and why staff love to work here. Call us today on Brentwood 690 300.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
We take great care with our hair, we take great care with our face and our hands. Do we ignore our feet?
Absolutely, yes. So, a lot of, like you say, Mike, a lot of patients spend a lot of time looking after their hair, their nails, their face, and all the teeth and all that sort of stuff. And feet get sort of shunned away, basically, in the shoes. Normally when patients come to see me, it's more reactionary. So, they've had various treatments over the years. And if you're suffering from a reoccurring problem and you're having various treatments for it and it's not getting any better, you have to be realistic and admit it's not working for you. So you need to seek some other treatment option which may help you, okay? Mm-hmm. So I do offer a free advisory consult. So if a patient doesn't think or is not too sure what I can do to help them, I'm happy to spend 10 or 15 minutes with them for a free advisory consult and just sort of talk about, show them their foot mechanics and what I can then do to help them. If I can't help or I feel someone else is better for them to see, I'll say, look, go see this individual. If not, then I will sort of do what I do best. But you're right, sort of feet do get shunned away, and it's only when they start to hurt, or you know, you're playing with the grandchildren, you're trying to pick them up, or your knees hurt, your back hurts, or you're starting to get into running. So basically, New Year's always a unique one because everyone wants to get fit and hit the gym. But what I've noticed is after about 3 or 4 weeks, people start dropping off, and this is because they start getting injured. Then they'll rest for a few weeks.
Ah, right.
Then they'll come back again.
Yeah.
So they're still cyclical in a way. So again, it's they have a rest, but then the underlying reason of why their aches and pains are coming here, they're experiencing, has not been addressed. And then eventually, after a period of time, then they'll say, "Oh, what's this foot guy? Who's this guy? Let's go have a chat with him." And then I work my magic. After that,
should we encourage? Well, yes, of course, we're good health-wise, but walking. I do a lot of walking. Mm-hmm. I enjoy walking. Yep. Sometimes the knees go no further.
Yep.
But other times, you know, you can just walk for hours, can't you? If you're healthy, can we overdo it for the feet? Or if you've got a foot problem, should you be walking?
Not at all. I mean, even for soldiers, I mean, they're marching, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 miles sometimes, and they're carrying heavy weights in their back, mm-hmm. and they can get through that. Okay, so there's a degree of willpower and mental determination. However, your body, like you mentioned there, your body can only put up with so much. And if it's not mechanically correct, you will be more prone to injury and then you will suffer more. That's the big thing. So walking's really good. And patients as well have asked me in the past, you know, what exercises can I do to make this better? I said, you can do whatever you want to, but as long as you wear your insoles in place, so it keeps that foot and leg alignment, you can do whatever you want. That's the big thing. Because if you haven't got that, you're just training and conditioning your body in a dysfunctional way, which long term is not going to be good for you.
It's weird. Actually, you know, if I walk around the house barefoot and then I go and put my shoes on with my insoles on, for the first minute, I'm conscious of them. Then after that, forget all about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just going on a normal day. Right, you've got a whole bunch of gadgets behind you that we want to see. The problem is it's radio, but what we're going to do is I'm going to film this, and then this interview and what we're going to show you now will be on the Phoenix FM website. So if you'd like to talk us through what you've got on the desk behind
you. So first of all, just a little school shoe here. Parents left this behind. It's no use anymore because it's excessively worn. So a lot of parents bring their children to see me because they have achy legs. So if you find your child's complaining of achy legs during or after sport or for the next day, sometimes they'll obviously have growing pains, but if it's a continual thing, it's normally mechanics related. So once I've then assessed them, given them a little temporary insole to start with, and then they're normally fine after that, the aches and pains reduce, because they're healthy children. There's no reason why they should be suffering. So again, for example here, a lot of parents get concerned with the wear on the sort of bottom part on the outside of the heel. This can wear quite excessively, and also certain parts around the forefoot area here as well. Again, this is because the foot's coming down really hard and it's increasing that excessive wear. Again, once you have the insoles in place, it just helps redistribute the pressure and it helps reduce the amount of wear on the shoes and well, the patient's lower limb as well.
And fair to say, I mean, with my children, I always try to go for well-made shoes, even though my children's shoes are so expensive. You know, I'm size 14, and when my daughter was two, her shoe was like 3 inches long, and it was like twice the price of mine. Why is that? Less leather.
So basically, if you've got money to burn, then by all means go, you know, for expensive shoes. However, as long as you've got the right shape of shoes, so you've got a nice wide toe box, you have a little finger's width from the end of a longest toe, so because your foot, and ideally as well, it's best to buy shoes towards the end of the day, because your foot will start to swell up, not massively, but enough. So if you buy your shoes in the morning, potentially by the end of the day, your little toe's going to start to get crushed and it'll start to lead in soft corns.
Wow,
and
never thought of that.
So a nice sort of domed off toe box. Lace up or Velcro fastenings ideal because it secures the shoe to the foot. Now, slip on shoes, I mean, I'm not going to tell a lady to stop wearing certain shoes, I'd just be silly of me to do so, but it's trying to manage it and reach a compromise basically. So, certain shoes you'll get more supports, others you won't. So, for example, slip on shoes, due to flat footedness to start with, your toes will claw to get more grip because there's nothing securing the shoe to the foot. That then puts more strain on the muscles and tendons up the back of the calf muscle. Also, high arch feet, what you'll find is the toes claw back. So what then can happen is the tops of the toes start to rub, and that can ulcerate and break down. And then I can do dressings for that if need be.
Let's go back to the desk. What else have we got?
So what's we got? So orthotics. So these are custom-made devices. So I have a 3D foot scanner. So this makes measuring your foot much more accurate in regards to angles and variations of it. So I want these to be perfect for you. And also, once I've issued a pair of either prefab orthotics or custom orthotics, I want you to get on well because they should last a good 4 or 5 years, basically. And so we have a free review 6 weeks after to make sure no any changes are required. I'll cover the cost of that. Sometimes high heels, a lot of ladies who work in the city, or anywhere for that matter, like to wear high heels quite a lot. You can actually have high heel orthotics for your high heels. So you can see here, it looks like a bit of a cobra.
Yeah.
A cobra snake. So what it does is,
it
basically positions the foot in a better way. You might not get all the full support of a proper orthotic, but it's the next best thing, and this can help alleviate a lot of ladies' shin pain, heel pain, like plantar fasciitis, another knee and hip and back problems. So I can try and, I say, reach a compromise and try and find something which is more suitable for you.
I'm not likely to wear high heels.
I'm not here to judge.
How do they do that? I mean, what design? It's always precarious. Women in really high heel shoes, they look like at any moment they're going to tumble, don't they?
Well, the other thing as well, Mike, when ladies wear high heels a lot, the problem is it makes the calf muscles look all tight and contracted, so it makes them look sexy. So the problem is if they wear high heels a lot and then when they transfer to flat shoes, because they've been in the high heels quite a lot, the calf muscles then have to stretch out and then they can get quite tight. That's another thing a lot of patients still think about. But also little kiddies. I've got a little 4.5-year-old son and he's had a little insole since he's been the age of 2. So again, this just holds his foot in a more functional position, okay? And it just, you know, I've noticed it because when he doesn't wear his insoles, his foot just slaps on the ground all the time. And when he has these in place, it doesn't. So you can just hear the fact that's an improvement already. Also as well, for other ladies' shoes, a bit more support in them. It's a bit more of a streamlined device, okay? I have a little 4-foot extension, so it just cushions the toe joints. And it ranges right up to sort of full length custom-made device here, okay? So when I see a patient for the first time, or when they do decide they want the orthotics, because it's, I want them to want them. They're not gonna be, it's not gonna be pressed upon them. I'll talk to you, work out what sort of shoes you wear a lot of, and then we'll work out a compromise, because I want you to have something that is very versatile and you'll get the most benefit from. There's no point buying something like this if you're not gonna wear it, you know, because it's, you know, it's a life-changing. It will make such a big difference to your life, as you've experienced with your temporary insoles, Mike.
Absolutely, yeah.
Also as well, you can get custom-made sandals, all right? So you can see sort of the raised arch area here. So again, it's a compromise. You won't get as much support as if you had a pair of orthotics and a closed-in pair of shoes. But if you're somewhere hot and sunny, or when the summer comes here soon, hopefully, you can still wear something supportive, which will then help, still help alleviate your aches and pains. There's a whole range of devices and things I can recommend to make your life a lot more comfortable.
Is there anything better than walking along a seashore as the tide's just lapping at you?
Yeah, that's very nice,
and
yeah.
His feet just sinks that little bit into the sand. Oh, it's just great.
It's a nice feeling, definitely.
Right, we're going to play some music and then come back and chat some more.
Oh no, here I go again. Love is like a grain of sand, slowly slipping through your hand. Oh, oh, whoa, whoa, Diane, whoa, Diane. Will I love you?
Afternoon with Mike and Neil, Fleetwood Mac, of course, and O'Dyne. A question from a listener. I've got to ask you, Neil, because I can't answer this. For the last 4 years, our friend has had a problem with one foot. It feels as though there is a rolled up sock under his right foot. It doesn't hurt, but it's a bit uncomfortable when walking. But just feel the lump when walking. Tried pads before, but unsuccessfully. What could he do?
So I need to see the foot, of course. In that case, well, like I say, I offer a free advisory consult. So if you want to pop into the Brentwood Centre, I'll give me a call. My number's 07-857-736-020.
I'll repeat that later.
So give me a call and we can have a free advisory consult. I'll have a quick look at your foot. It might be a very small corn, or if you're diabetic or you have some sort of nerve sensation, any pins and needles and numbness in the feet, that can sometimes lead to that rolled up sock sensation. But again, I need to see the foot. With muscles, it's quite easy. You can work out by how the what's described, but with that sort of thing, I need to see the foot and get my hands on it, basically.
You can't do it. I've just never mentioned that. Of course you can't. Right, Brentwood Half Marathon, what's that about?
Yep, so on the 17th of March, it's a Sunday this year, the Brentwood Half Marathon's taking place. Myself, along with some other massage therapists and other therapists, will be offering sort of free, they'll leave a donation for the Rotary Club and for various charities. But I'll be there. So if you have any sort of foot issues or you'd like to come down for, again, a free advisory consult, you're more than welcome to pop down. I'll be in the, I think, school hall towards the end. So those who are running or those who just want to come and have a chat with me about their foot-related issues or lower limb problems, then you're more than welcome to come along.
Absolutely. And of course, how do we get in touch with you? Now, you just don't just do foot pain. You deal with toenails and hard skin and verrucas and athlete's foot and diabetic assessments as well.
Yep, so there's a lot of diabetics out there. So obviously, they'll normally go into the NHS system and they'll get assessed by the diabetic nurse and so on. But if you feel you need more further assessment, I can also assess your neurovascular status. So I can check your pulses. If I feel you need to have further assessment or be referred on, then I can do that for you as well. If your sensations are a bit, if you're not too sure about your sensations or you feel a bit numb or have a tingly sensation in your feet, sometimes with diabetics, that can be due to the higher blood sugar. All right, so there's too much sugar in their blood. Once you get that under control, that should settle down. But I can assess that and, again, give you some further advice for that. And in regards to diabetes, you know, most diabetic patients will be fine. There's only a few who go, you know, not the good way, basically. But as long as they're managed and you have your sort of like foot MOT, in essence, maybe every 6 months, at least then if anything does start to deteriorate, we're in a better place than in get stuff done quickly and effectively. And
okay, genius. Why are women's feet always colder than men's?
That's a very good question. that's a sneaky one there. Okay,
nobody knows.
No. So I do have an answer for this. Right. So normally, ladies are more prone to a condition called Raynaud's. So basically what it is, it's where the microcirculations, like the little capillaries, constrict, so it ends up having like cold toes or cold hands. You've got this like slightly cyanotic color, it's like light purpley color on your hands or feet sometimes. So women generally, obviously, are more susceptible to that. So that's why they normally have sort of cold hands and cold feet.
Right. Okay.
Warm hearts, of course, as well.
Well, very warm hearts. Right, you've got one more thing you want to talk about before we come to a close?
Yeah, so it's making people aware of podiatry. A lot of people suffer throughout their life and they haven't met the right person to help them in their condition. So again, I'm happy to do a free presentation on podiatry and just go over some basics of what I can do to help you. Basic little mechanics, just little things like that. So just to make you more aware, so it could help you or help your son or daughter or your mum or dad. So I'm really looking to reach out to sort of mums groups and sports clubs and schools as well, secondary and primary. Also those that are doing Duke of Edinburgh's right now, because obviously they're carrying lots of weight on their back. They're maybe not conditioned to walk in long distance, and if they have flat feet, their shins and knees are going to suffer quite considerably. So if there's anybody out there who works in mum or supports mums groups, sports clubs in the local Brentwood area, or schools, I'm happy to come along for a free presentation and then maybe do some free advisory consults afterwards as well. And just feel free to give me a call.
Neil, thank you very much indeed. We can contact you at kineticpodiatry.co.uk. Your number is 01277 514739, and you're at the Brentwood Centre, and you'll be back. Come back in another 3 months and we'll see how our feet problems are doing.
Neil, thank you, Mike.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. On with the show. Harry's Challenge is coming up fairly soon. Always Roger Daltrey's birthday today. So let's have a song from The Who.